This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump has canceled segments of the Republican National Political Convention, scheduled to be held next month in Jacksonville, Florida, because of the increasing number of coronavirus cases. At a White House briefing Thursday evening, Trump said he did not think it was the right time to hold the convention with an outbreak of coronavirus in that state.
The timing for this event is not right. Just not right with what's happened recently, the flare-up in Florida. To have a big convention, it's not the right time.
Trump said that the delegate meetings in Charlotte, North Carolina would continue and the nomination would be put forth there. He said other events would be done with tele-rallies and that he still plans to do a convention speech, although in a different form. The convention had moved to Jacksonville, Florida, after North Carolina's governor said a safe convention could not be held in Charlotte, North Carolina, because of that state's battle with the coronavirus pandemic. The president's announcement came on a day that the United States passed more than 4 million confirmed infections with coronavirus and 144,000 deaths. The number of people filing for unemployment benefits pushed higher last week. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Labor Department reports more than 1.4 million Americans applied for unemployment benefits, the first increase since March. It's the 18th straight week claims have topped 1 million. Before the pandemic, the number of weekly applications had never exceeded 700,000. All told, roughly 32 million people are receiving jobless aid, though that figure could include some double counting, and economists say the actual figure may be closer to 25 million. The increase comes with a $600 weekly federal aid payment for the jobless set to expire at the end of the week. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is